In the day's other news, pro-Russian officials in occupied regions of Ukraine formally asked to become part of Russia after they held illegal referenda. Moscow promised a quick response. Meanwhile, the U.S. announced another $1.1 billion in assistance to Ukraine, including more advanced rocket systems. The European Union is warning it will retaliate against attacks on its energy networks. That is after explosions damaged two pipelines in the Baltic Sea, Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2, that transport Russian natural gas to Europe. There have been allegations that Russia sabotaged the lines over Europe's support for Ukraine. Russia today called the claims stupid, but Denmark said it's a serious accusation.
It's an attack on European energy infrastructure. And it's something we should respond commonly to. I don't know what game Moscow is playing, but what we are focusing on is to establish the facts of what happened. We can see it was intentional.
Danish officials also say the gas leaks could release the equivalent of one-third of that country's annual greenhouse gas emissions. And German security agencies warned today that the lines may never be usable unless the damage is repaired quickly to stop saltwater intrusion. In the Middle East, Palestinian authorities say Israeli forces killed four Palestinians and wounded more than 40 during a raid in the occupied West Bank today. Video showed smoke billowing over the Jenin refugee camp. The hail of gunfire triggered ambulance calls to ferry away the wounded. Israel's military began the raids after a series of Palestinian attacks last spring. The president of Iran, Ibrahim Raisi, addressed his people tonight, warning against any further violent protests. The unrest has spread across the country, sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini, a young Kurdish woman in police custody. Raisi said everyone regrets her death, but the regime will not tolerate chaos. Also today, Iran carried out new bombing attacks on Iranian Kurdish separatists in Iraq, killing at least nine. Hardliners in Tehran blame the Kurds for the protests. North Korea test-fired two more ballistic missiles into the sea off its eastern coast today. Analysts say the weapons may have been nuclear-capable. The launches came a day before Vice President Harris is set to visit South Korea. There is word that an experimental drug for Alzheimer's appears to fight the fatal disease that destroys brain function. Japanese drug maker Eisai says a late-stage study found cognitive decline slowed by 27% in patients who took the drug compared with patients who took a placebo. The Alzheimer's Association says the results are the most encouraging of any potential treatment so far. Wall Street had its first winning day in more than a week after the Bank of England moved to shore up the sagging pound. Major stock indices gained roughly 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 548 points to close at 29,683. The Nasdaq rose 222 points and the S&P 500 was up 71. And longtime CBS News correspondent Bill Plant died today at his home in Washington. He joined the network in 1964 and covered the civil rights movement, the Vietnam War, and the Iran-Contra scandal in a career lasting more than 50 years. He retired as senior White House correspondent in 2016. Bill Plant was 84 years old. Still to come on the News Hour, President Biden unveils a plan to end hunger in the U.S. by 2030. Why firefighters' life-saving work puts them at a higher risk of cancer. The Nobel Prize winner for literature explores the effects of colonial rule in East Africa, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.